Marcus.
Marcus got some interesting analogies all through the afternoon.
Right. Cadillac.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys worked with, or knew, I should say, I guess, Kurt Cobain, right?
All lies.
All lies?
Hideous propaganda curated by a foul, loudmouthed record company executive.
Shh, shh, shh.
Not
room.
That yeah. one.
No, he's nice.
He's not an executive.
He's not, that's right.
All right, so on to other beautiful topics. Eddie Vedder, is he liked in Seattle?
He should lay off the sauce.
We're down with Ed.
Yeah, I was done with Ed when I saw them in concert. I like Pearl Jam. I saw him in concert, and his attitude pissed me off, and I said, that's it.
Eddie Vedder is an alcoholic.
Ed needs to see the movie The Lost Weekend a few times. Have you ever seen the movie The Days of Wine and Roses?
That's right.
Well, part of it relates to Ed.
Let's give the band another plug. Stoner Witch from the Melvins. What track you guys want to play? Help.
He is an alcoholic.
The following, the preceding editorial, following, preceding, whatever, brought to you by the Melvins on Kilo. We'll be back.
The Spinless Store.
Oh, a fun bunch of guys we have here. Melvin's.
Let's take him to Boulder.
In studio on Kilo. Let's go to the phone and finish this conversation.
Michael Jackson taking 9-year-olds on tour with us.
All right. What's your name there, guy, on the phone?
Floyd.
Floyd. Now, you kind of bummed that you can't go tonight because you're not 21, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you able to lift, like, say, 50 pounds or more?
Uh-huh.
Then you're hired.
You want to come to Boulder with us tomorrow? Seriously.
We'll pick you up tomorrow. You can come with us. How about that?
Sure.
Can you play guitar?
Just cut school. You don't need school anyway.
Okay.
Are your mom and dad home, Floyd?
No. Okay.
Uh-huh. Are any of their credit cards at home?
I wish.
Floyd, thanks for calling and stay out of the liquor cabinet, all right?
Okay.
Jeez.
Man, that kid's a lewd.
Yeah, something.
We can't hear you. You're going to
listen the same.
More.